Cricket just around the corner here in Australia and the one-day domestic competition. It was the Ryobi last year. It's called the Matador Cup this year. And a man who hopefully will star for New South Wales, Nick Maddison, joins us. G'day, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
You ready to go, mate? Long pre-season?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a long couple of months and a few trial games of the past couple of weeks. I think all the boys are raring to go up in Queensland on Thursday when we fly up.
Yeah, it's been a big break for you. Many of the guys have sort of had other competitions to play, Nick, but you've had a bit of a freshen up?
Yeah, I have. I unluckily got injured over in the IPL, so I was given a few months off, which is not always a bad thing, so I feel refreshed and ready to go. Yeah.
And, mate, how do you reflect on your season last year?
Pretty inconsistent, actually, and a little bit disappointed in how I finished up. Although we won the Shield and came second in the Ryobi for New South Wales, so it's a pretty successful year in terms of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's a funny game, isn't it, Nick? Cricket, Nick, it's a team game, but it's about individual goals as well. But the state's going well, which is great.
Yeah, we are. And like I said, all the boys are raring to go. We've had some good trial matches in the past month or so, which everyone's performed well, and it's a good sign heading into this Matador Cup.
And Nick, you're 22 years of age now. Obviously, immensely talented. I've watched you play enough now to see that talent. The top of the order, though, there's an inconsistency, I think, that can come from trying to play the short forms of the game. And I'm talking about the four-day stuff. Do you see it like that?
I don't think so. I think sort of the more short-form stuff we're playing now, guys are being able to adapt. And adapting between the forms, I don't think, was the reason behind my poor form last year. I think it's just more of a maturity thing, maybe, and a mental attitude towards my batting. So hopefully that's what I'm working on now to bring that consistency into my game.
Where's your preference, Nick? Where do you see your game best suited at? I mean, I know you've been lucky enough to play at the T20 first class cricket, but where do you see your future lying?
Well, the reason I started playing cricket as a kid was to play Test cricket for Australia, so that's still the ultimate goal. I think it's the goal of anyone playing in Australia at the moment. So that's still number one, and I love playing that form of the game more than any other. So that's where my dreams lie and what I'd like to achieve.
The setup there, mate, you've got Trevor Bayliss. Again, he's outstanding. But Phil Jakes comes in as the assistant coach. How's he started?
Yeah, very well, actually. I think a lot of the guys love having him around. That experience of someone who's just gone out of the game themselves, still understands the way the game's moving forward. So it's good to have him around. And I know a lot of the younger guys, especially the rookies, are really loving to work with him in terms of his batting as well.
Yeah, fantastic. He was he schooled by your old mentor in Warren Smith, Phil? He did a bit of work with, didn't he?
Yeah, not in the early days, right. But yeah, while he was
yeah,
in New South
so
Wales.
So he goes on. It's a strong setup there at New South Wales, and even within the state, Nick, you know, it's hard to hold your position because so many guys have been forced out of New South Wales to get starts in other states.
Yeah, like you said, the structure we got now is very strong, and I think it's producing a lot of good players, whether it be underage or grade cricket. So it is keeping everyone in the squad on their toes, and I think a lot of the guys now know that due to the success of New South Wales, they're not just going to get picked on sort of talent or what they think they can do in the future. It's down to performances, so it's a good sign.
World Cup, mate, at the end of this season, are you dreaming about making that squad?
I haven't actually thought about it, to be honest, but it would be something that I think would be an outstanding achievement. Hopefully the next month or 6 weeks proves well for me in terms of the Matador Cup. I can put some good performances on the board and get my name forward for that squad. I think it'd be obviously a dream come true going into that squad, having a World Cup in Australia. But at the moment, it sort of all depends on the next 4 to 6 weeks.
It sort of adds extra intensity, I guess, Nick. I mean, I know you're always trying to make runs, but adds that extra little bit of intensity when you know there's a World Cup for all the players competing in this Matador Cup.
Yeah, and I think having it in our own country, all the hype and around that as well, it's pretty exciting. And I know a lot of guys from other states as well as New South Wales are really, really pumped going into this Matador Cup. And I think a few guys have going to try and put their hand up for selection and work their way into that one-day side.
And, mate, fitness-wise these days, do you still do that silly beep test?
We've got rid of the beep test. We're down to the 2K time trial at the moment.
Okay.
That's the new way of thinking, so it's a bit easier. I know a lot of the guys prefer it. You sort of get it done in 7 or 8 minutes, and it's a good little workout as well.
Oh, about time.
Yeah. I don't think too many would be disappointed that the beep test went out the window. Hey, Nick, you'd go all right at the running because you played a fair bit of junior league, didn't you?
Yeah, I played a bit of junior league and probably more so rugby union, actually. But, yeah, I'm not one of the best runners in the squad. I'm pretty average over the long distance. The shorter stuff's my go.
Yeah, good on you, Nick. Well, we just wanted to touch base, mate. It kicks off very shortly next week, in fact. So score a million.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.